We get things underway in the second hour, though, by welcoming to the program the Secretary of State for the state of Maine. We're pleased to be joined by Shenna Bellows. Madam Secretary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, yeah, since you've been preparing for this conversation since about 4:30 this morning, right?
I have to confess, I called into the show promptly at 5:02 a.m.
I should have been here. I feel badly.
Clearly, I was lost. You know, I
No, I look at that as incredibly prepared. Nobody has ever shown up 12 hours early for this show. I barely make it in on time.
You mentioned Air Supply, which reminded me of the song Lost in Love. I don't know if I was lost in love, but I was lost.
Well, you'll hear that song.
Show up in person, right?
Right. Yeah, especially when it's 15 below zero out there. You don't want that.
Exactly.
Well, we've got a couple of things to talk about. Most important is, for anybody who showed up at the Bangor Bureau of Motor Vehicles today, they would have discovered that that wasn't open. This has been announced well in advance. You got the word out there, and it's all part of a big move out of the Bangor Mall. What prompted that move?
So it had been, we'd been in the airport mall for about 25 years, and certainly there's so much nostalgia there. I remember talking to the Attorney General about when he got his first license at the Bangor BMV, but we really needed more space. And our new location is 396 Griffin Road. It's just half a mile out toward the airport, and it's going to be open on Monday. So we were moving today, we're moving tomorrow, and we'll be open on Monday and better able to serve everybody. It's a bigger, brighter space. It'll allow for greater physical distancing, there's good parking. So we're excited. And, you know, it's part of our modernization efforts. So we've brought a lot of services online. You can renew your license online. You can register your vehicle online. You can do a lot of things that you used to have to go to the BMV to do in online services. And now we're taking a look at our branches. How can we make that branch experience more pleasant, more efficient? How can we better serve the public and our staff at the same time?
Well, I was very surprised to read, and I guess I shouldn't have been, that the Bangor branch is the busiest in the state.
It is. Isn't that incredible? We serve about 47,000 customers in 2021.
That's fantastic. Now, among the highlights of the new facility, and you mentioned some of it, a bigger space, a bigger lobby, which will be great, but also a lot more parking available for people, too.
Yeah, so we hope it'll be really accessible. And also, with a bigger lobby and bigger space for the staff in terms of the workspace, that will allow us to bring in some innovations that are coming this year. For example, imagine if you could make your appointment online and there would be still walk-in spaces, walk-in windows, but then appointment windows. So you could know that you were going to go at 10 o'clock on Monday, show up, slide in, do your business, get out, and get back with the rest of your life. The other thing that we're planning is a lobby kiosk where you could scan your phone to check in or take a ticket and, again, scan your phone. Or somehow register yourself in line, and it'll give you an estimated wait time. Say, and unfortunately, sometimes it is half hour, 45 minutes, but that would allow you to go over to the Hannaford, pick up some groceries, not lose your place in line, come back, before the allotted time, and step right up and get served. Or go out to your vehicle, make some phone calls, have that privacy, and then go back in when it's closer to your time. So those are some of the things that we're going to be innovating. This new space gives us some facility, and it's just a beautiful space. We're really excited. We have a ribbon cutting on Tuesday morning at 9:30. Senator Joe Baldacci, Representative Kevin O'Connell, the Bangor delegation are planning to be there. So we're really excited about that.
Well, you still have the numbers, though, because that's always kind of like, it's a thrill. It's like playing the lottery. Let's see what number I can get.
For now, that part won't change. we're not taking anything away. We're just making it a little bigger, a little better. And the same, heart of gold customer service rep, Linda, is our branch manager. She is fabulous, and her whole team They're just so excited, and we're excited to join them on Tuesday to celebrate that. But for your listeners, if there's someone who is like, oh gosh, I needed that license before the Nor'easter, not that they're going to be flying out of Bangor on Saturday, but the nearest offices obviously are Ellsworth and Augusta. So if you absolutely need your license before 4:30 on Friday, then that's where you would go. But we'll be open for business Monday morning in the new location at 396 Griffin Road.
Now, as much as I enjoyed my visits to the Airport Mall facility through the years, I've been there in forever because, as you mentioned, so much is available online now. And I don't honestly remember the last time I was there in person because, and it's so easy to navigate the website at maine.gov. You can do so much now without leaving the comfort of your couch.
It's absolutely true. And a lot of folks don't even realize that. My husband just had a birthday. He realized his license was due to expire. He's like, oh gosh, how long do you think it's going to take me at the BMV? And I said, honey, it's going to take you 5 minutes. Go online. And he did. And the license is then mailed to you, right to your door. So there's a lot that you can do online. And we're looking for more options. You know, for example, we still do titles to vehicles the old-fashioned way. But Representative Mike Perkins of Oakland has a bill for an electronic lien title program. It's something we've been working with the car dealers and the lenders on, and it's something we're hoping to implement as well over the next year, ideally, if the legislature approves.
All right, now I have a challenge for you. I think one thing that you could really do to improve things would be to add some, I don't know, like Instagram filters to those driver's license photos.
I'd like a little touch-up, please.
Yes.
If I have a bad hair day, can you just give me better hair on my
right.
license? if people have suggestions, our team does answer the phone. It's 626-8400. We're here during regular business hours. So if you have ideas to improve services at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, we want to hear from our customers. We're always thinking about how to do things better.
We're talking with Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows here on Downtown. I want to veer away from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles for a moment because your office oversees elections and that process. And around the country, we're seeing access to elections, I think, under assault of voting being made tougher for a lot of people in many states. What's the status of our election integrity here in the state of Maine? And what are we doing to provide the access that Maine has always prided itself on?
So we're very fortunate. Maine in 2020 was third in the country in voter participation. We have a lot of the measures that were in the federal legislation that unfortunately was rejected a couple weeks ago, but on same-day voter registration, we allow voting early via absentee voting 30 days prior to the election. In Maine, as a citizen, you never lose your right to vote, ever, for any reason. We have passed measures like online voter registration, automatic voter registration at the BMVs. Those are two technology innovations that I am overseeing the implementation of now, and we're hoping to have those online by 2023. And so all of these are steps forward to strengthen and protect the right to vote. Unfortunately, that's not what we're seeing in other states.
No, and as somebody who I teach high school civics in my full-time gig, and maybe you can answer this for me as an official of the state of Maine, why wouldn't every state want more people to participate in the democratic process?
Unfortunately, instead of some politicians are uncomfortable with the idea that the people choose them, they want to choose their voters.
You got that right. Absolutely. Well, listen, we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon, Shenna. Again, the office of the Bureau of Motor Vehicles in Bangor, not open tomorrow, but they will be open Monday in the brand new location. That's 396 Griffin Road, Suite 202 in Bangor. Bigger, better, more awesome, and a great service as always. We thank you for making time for us this afternoon. And next time, I'll make sure that I put either AM or PM in the message.
I look forward to it. Take care.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows with us here on Downtown.